what she's going to talk about, but I'm intrigued to find out. Foxy, off you go.
Well, if you're planning a meal out with a difference this weekend, you might want to consider one of the growing number of home restaurants that have been springing up around the country. While many traditional eateries are suffering during the recession, home restaurants are thriving, and we're joined in the studio by one of the pioneers of the movement, who goes by the name of Ms. Marmite Lover. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Now, you started up your underground restaurant in Northwest London 5 months ago.
Yes.
Just tell us how it works.
You come to my house. It's open every Saturday night. It's a fixed menu, a fixed donation, three courses plus a free drink at the beginning for £25, and you eat in my living room.
And basically, you come along, you don't know who you're going to end up sharing your evening with. Very sociable, presumably.
It's mixed tables, and everybody eats at the same time. It's one sitting.
And where did you get the idea? It sounds very European.
It's more South American, Latin American. I went to Cuba in 2000, and I went to something called a Paladar. They have a lot of home restaurants there, and it's a great way to get to meet people from that country when you're travelling.
Now, you're not the only one. There are several of these operating.
There's more and more every week.
Is there something about the downturn that's making this happen, do you think?
I think there is an element of, you know, it's a big part of the recession, but it's not just that. I think it's more to do with modern life and you're feeling a bit alienated, you don't know anybody in London, and this is a way to meet people. It's social networking, but face-to-face.
Now, you cook in an ordinary kitchen, in an ordinary terraced house. That must be quite a challenge.
Well, especially as I cook on an Aga, which, you know, has a fixed temperature.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It's quite hard, but, you know, I'm getting used to it.
And you cook vegetarian food?
Yes, sometimes I cook fish.
What's on the menu tomorrow, every Saturday?
Tomorrow, it's a kid Royale to start, then sorrel and wild mushroom soup, then a Sri Lankan curry with fresh-made coconut sambal, saffron basmati, and then my own lavender kulfi with fraise du bois from my garden.
Wow.
It sounds like come dine with me for real.
Yeah, exactly. And how do people find out about it, and how does the booking system work and all that?
Well, they can book at wegottickets.com. And they can find out about menus and the philosophy behind it at my blog, which is marmitelover.blogspot.com.
What's the Marmite Lover thing all about?
I do like Marmite.
Is it you either love it or hate it? Is that the idea?
Yeah, and some people might find me a bit controversial. So
why? What do you do? I mean, it sounds pretty okay so far. Are there some surprises in store when people come round to your house?
Well, there's my teen goth daughter who's the waitress.
You didn't mention her, did you? That's it. Book me in there straight away. We'll all come round.
Oh, I'd love to see you.
This isn't just London, is it? It's everywhere.
You said there are a couple more.
There's Horton Jupiter's in Dalston. There's some in Brixton starting. There's quite a few. There's
pretty
a posh
much London,
one.
Though. That's
at the moment, it's
so
just London.
Far, but it will start elsewhere. I'm sure it's going to be a ripple effect.
It's a movement.
It's a movement. A social movement.
Okay, Thank you.
It's great to meet you. What a bundle of fun you are.
I once bought a cookery book off you, actually.
Did you?
Yes.
Where and how?
When you were doing that stall at Camden and you were selling your old stuff.
Yeah.
I bought a cookery book from you, so you have in some way contributed.
No way. And have you used some of the recipes in your Come Dine With Me nights at home?
Actually, I think it was called Microwave Meals.
Anyway,
classy.
Moving on. Well, we had Margaret Patton on here, and she said that the best way to cook vegetables is in the microwave because you lose least flavour.
That's true.
Just backing myself out of that little cul-de-sac. Thank you very much indeed. Back the truck up. Right, what are the markets like?
The FTSE